in terms of politics. None of them actually available to come on the radio and have a conversation about where we are. Maybe they have lost heart as well. You've certainly lost it. Looking at these texts and emails, the frustration, you're so down about local politics, about indeed the running of the country. You know, local is underplaying it. I'm talking about the politics of this part of the world. You are so down about it. In fairness to Colm Eastwood, the leader of the SDLP, is available for comment. Colm Eastwood, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
How down are you about the current political stalemate?
Well, I think it's very frustrating, as were, you know, the previous 10 years of DUP Sinn Féin led government. So I can understand why people are frustrated and angry and down, and I understand equally that people didn't fall in love with devolution or Stormont, because in my view that's because they didn't achieve enough. But I can tell you now, if we get into a situation where we have more and more direct rule from London, we'll end up hating that, because as we've been hearing about the pressures on our health service, on our education system, and also on our economy, because a lot of people today and yesterday will have been sending their children back around the world, because we still have the curse of emigration in Northern Ireland and most parts of Northern Ireland, where we don't have an economy that's fit for purpose. And while all of that's happening, while Brexit's happening, you know, we're sitting it out. And we're expecting other people to govern this place. However hard it's going to be, it's our responsibility to govern ourselves, and we have to get on and do the job. And that's why I've been saying for almost 12 months now, we need to see all party talks with an independent chair. We need to see the progress that was made between the DUP published so that we can all see it. And let's just get on with the job of trying to make this place work, however difficult that will be.
Do you think an independent chair could convince the DUP and Sinn Féin to come back to the executive? Because as Sam McBride said yesterday on television, Sam McBride from the newsletter, it's about Sinn Féin and the DUP, and he suggested like the Ulster Unionists, the SDLP, Alliance Party, parties like that were more or less irrelevant.
Well, people might say that, but we had a process for the last number of months where it was just the DUP and Sinn Féin, and they got absolutely nowhere, partly because they were under no pressure to go anywhere, because you had a British government who is basically owned by the DUP at the minute, and the two parties were not prepared to publish any of their progress, so nobody could put them under any pressure, whether it was parties like ourselves and, you know, in the process, whether it was the media, whether it was an independent chair. Like, I've been involved in a lot of this process up until we were thrown out of the room. And I can tell you, it is not a talks process that will ever get an outcome that people will want to see. Much of the time, people are sitting in their rooms doing nothing. What you need is someone there to bang heads together, to pull the thing together, and to make people feel pressure to do a deal. That's the only way this thing works. People can remember back to the Good Friday Agreement. It needed that pressure. It needed that constant writing of papers, presenting of papers, moving back and forward between rooms. That's what needs to happen in any talks negotiation to actually get things done. And people shouldn't be allowed to hide. They shouldn't be allowed to get away in the smoke. All of the positions should be out there. They should be published. We should be able to see where things are at. And then if people don't deliver an executive and a government for here, they should be judged on why they couldn't do it.
Noticing a tweet from Eamon Malley yesterday saying the media not grasping what DUP view as Sinn Féin red lines, Irish language, same-sex marriage, Bill of Rights, or what DUP are blocking. And then he has DUP's red lines. So where are you in terms of the red lines? If Sinn Féin have the Irish language, same-sex marriage, the Bill of Rights as central to them not moving forward, and the DUP aren't prepared to move forward because Sinn Féin have something that they're not prepared to move forward on, therefore DUP won't move, you won't move, I won't move, you won't move, I won't move. People are tearing their hair out. But if you were the main player, where are you on those red lines?
Well, you see, people forget that kind of politics is what characterised the last 10 years in government, where nothing could get done because those two parties couldn't agree on anything. Our view is that we have very strong opinions on all of those issues and others. We've put in papers on the Irish language, we've put in papers on marriage equality, we've put in papers on housing, on health, on education, on the economy, on all of those things, because we think a government needs to do all of those things. It's not just about one or two small issues. We also believe that if we reform the petition of concern, we can allow the Assembly majority to do many of those contentious things. There is no bloc anymore because nobody has a majority anymore. If we remove or reform the petition of concern as a dead-end veto, then I think we can get a lot of these things done. Yes, of course, we all have strong positions on all of those issues, but the nature of this place means that because we share this place, because we have government structures that identify that we have to share this place, then we have to compromise. That's the only way anything ever gets done in Northern Ireland. Now, unfortunately, what we've seen, over the time that those two parties became the largest two parties, the inability to compromise, the inability to get things done, the inability to deliver for all of our communities has led us to this point today.
Are you worried about your cut in salary?
No, I was probably the first person to call for salaries to be cut because I don't want to be paid for a job that we're not doing. It's, of course, we're all working hard in our constituency. Some of us are involved in negotiations. We're all doing lots of work, but we're paid to be legislators. We're paid to hold the government to account, and we shouldn't be paid a full amount if we're not doing all of that work. And the SDLP have been saying that for 6 or 8 months now.
When do you expect to have the first slice taken out of it? Will it ever really happen?
Well, I don't know. That's a decision for James Brokenshire. I think he should make it quickly. I've told him that myself. I don't think he should be hanging on to this as some kind of bargaining chip. I think to think that it's the kind of thing that will make people move is probably naive. I think these issues are much deeper and more significant than somebody's pay pack. And I actually think it demeans politics for people to think that that's what is going to get people to shift. That isn't what's going to get people to shift. Both those parties and all of us need to understand that it is in all of our community's interest to have a government here and to deliver all of those outstanding issues. That's what has to be understood, that it is in our community's interest. And I get why the people are angry, they're frustrated, but none of that will be cured having a British government in London running this place, a British government that has the DUP as their coalition partner. That would be a very, very bad thing for all of us.
Okay, Colm Eastwood, thanks for coming on. Thank you.